2051, located at 599 West Conway Road in Harbor Springs. Tickets are $8 at the door. Children are free. For more information, call Tim at 231-838-8054. See you there.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of our history lesson, basically discussion with Pastor Chatfield today. If I can kind of change direction just a little bit, on Fox Nation, I don't know if you've gotten a subscription to that or not, but they have produced so far three episodes about David, the king of Israel. And pretty historically accurate, but did not realize King Saul and the prophet Samuel that was involved in David basically becoming the future king, and his ancestral relationship to Jesus. And I highly recommend, if you haven't seen it yet, give a subscription and definitely check it out. But Tom sent me a text, and I forwarded it to you. Did you have a chance to see that text message? Well, this is what he said. Now. Okay, that's okay. Tom Banks says, Pastor Chatfield, can you tell us about the history of the Persians, parentheses, Iranians, and the Jews? Is that something you would feel appropriate for this segment to be able to discuss, or do you need to prep for it?
I can tell you what I know. Okay, sure. Iran is modern-day Persia. It's true. The Babylonians took Jerusalem 586. 7 years later, their empire fell to the Persians, the Medes, the Chaldeans. And so Persia was a huge empire. And the Persians of today, the Iranians, are not Arabs. Now, they are predominantly Muslim, but they don't speak Arabic. They're not Arabs. And their religion is Shia Muslim. And they were taken over in 1979 by radical Shias, Shiites, Muslim clerics, and they've been ruled by them for the last 50 years. Under the Shah of Iran, Christians and Jews had relative freedom. When Ayatollah Ruhollah Khomeini took over, didn't have. There is no freedom to spread the gospel, and Jews are persecuted, and Christians are persecuted in Iran. Now, am I an expert on the Persian Empire? No, I just told you pretty much what I know. But by the way, there has been an ancient rivalry and sometimes war between the Shia Muslims and the Sunni Muslims. The Saudi Arabia is very, very conservative. Not, you know, they're a monarchy, but they're not. I mean, they don't provide any freedom of religion, but they are warming up to Israel, and Saudi Arabia's biggest enemy would be Persia, Iran. And so that's why they're at least sympathetic, if not friendly, to what the United States and Israel have done in Iran. So historically, don't confuse Muslims. All the Arabs are Muslims, and all the Muslims are Arabs. That's not true. This is not true.
Right.
I mean, the largest Muslim country in the world, population-wise, Indonesia. And they're not Arab, and they're not Persian, either one. So that is kind of a history of a little bit of Persia.
So basically, all these different factions and sects, if you will, of the Muslim faith all over the Middle East, and obviously Justin Michael, who served over there, he explained it in the first hour, is that, like you said, they have a totally different religion, they have a totally different language, and it's one of the reasons why they bombed Saudi Arabia and other Arab nations, is because they don't necessarily get along well with the Middle East, other members, countries there in the Middle East in their own neighborhood.
Right. I've heard it postulated on Fox News. I'll just repeat this. Maybe it's true. That Iran miscalculated. They thought if they bombed or attacked Saudi Arabia and the other...
They've gone after Yemen. They've gone after all kinds of countries over there.
They thought that those countries would turn on Israel, say, stop this. They're attacking us. But it's been postulated that that's what Iran was hoping, and they miscalculated the possibility. It's possible that those countries will start having offensive operations against Iran. Now, I don't know that. I'm just saying.
Well, did you hear the one Saudi prince saying that they hit the military base, hit Saudi Arabia, and he said, "You hit us once, we are going to hit you 1,000 times." That is a major miscalculation on the Ayatollahs, the regime there in Iran.
Right. There is, I believe, a spiritual battle going on here.
Oh,
and
yeah.
There's so much disinformation. That's what gets me. I go back to the October 7th, 2023? Was that the year?
Well, yep.
And when this happened, immediately I heard people saying, well, the Israeli secret police, or their spy organization, the best in the world, they must have known this was coming. They turned away to let it happen, to let their own people be kidnapped and murdered so that they could go into Gaza and wipe out Gaza and commit genocide on the Palestinians living
people.
In Gaza.
Yeah.
So it's like, wow, this just happened. And now the Israeli spy organization let it happen. Or even worse, the Israeli spy organization made it happen. I mean, that you jump to see wild conspiracies, no proof whatsoever. And then I heard this, even Tucker Carlson, who's lost his mind, was saying that that it was the Israeli spy organization that somehow deceived these states out there around Saudi Arabia. It was Israel that actually attacked them and made it look like it was Iran so they would turn against Iran. I mean, these are the same people who deny that there was a Holocaust.
Oh, yeah.
They deny everything. And how do I prove that the Earth – how would you prove that the Earth is spherical, is round, when somebody is so convinced of otherwise? There's this conspiracy theory that the Jews – and this is what Hitler said. Read Mein Kampf. Randy, ask me if I read Mein Kampf.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
I did. I mean,
Absolutely.
This is what Hitler said. It's the same.
And by the way, wrote it while he was in prison. Laid out his entire plan as to what he was going to do once he got out.
And nobody took that seriously. And that the international Jewish bankers are the cause of every European war, and that we got to solve the Jewish problem because they're the ones that made us, the Germans, weak, and these Jewish bankers and their. They're lower than low, and eventually the final solution was to murder them. But now I even say that, and now people are denying that the Holocaust, they're even denying that. They'll say something along the lines of, well, yes, Hitler did not like the Jewish people, and he murdered a couple hundred thousand, but it wasn't 6 million. And whatever the Jews got, they probably deserved. See how skewed this thinking is now? It is anti-God. God hath not cast away his people, which he foreknew. Now listen, Israel is still predominantly in a state of unbelief. In other words, when I was in Israel last year, I took a gospel track, and on the cover it says, God loves you, and there's a cross. I says, sir, can I give this to you? He was the guy working the front desk at one of the hotels.
Sure.
And the guy looked at it, a Jewish man, he says, I don't need this. I'm Jewish. You don't need this? You're Jewish? In other words, whether you're a Jew, a Gentile, whatever country, male, female, wherever you are, you need Christ. You need to be saved. You need to believe the gospel. That's, yes, absolutely. I'm not saying that all the Jews are all going to heaven. No. But I am saying that they are a chosen nation, and God still got his hand on that nation, and that we would do well to support that nation as a nation, as a nation.
Right.
God is still dealing with nations. That's the main point. God is still dealing with nations. We try to get the gospel to everybody, Jew, Gentile, you name it. But that's a separate issue here. We take the Bible, we read it, we take it at face value. The land was given to them. It was repeated over and over in the New Testament, reaffirmed in the New Testament. And I will grant you, too, if we had a long time to study this, there are some New Testament passages that are rather difficult. Galatians, the Bible says that we are the Israel of God. That's true. And the church, in a sense, yeah, we are the true. Again, Romans says, for he is not a Jew which is one outwardly, but inwardly. And circumcision is not of the not of the flesh, but of the heart. There's a sense in which you became a completed Jew when you put your faith in Christ. And Christians, yes, we are the people of God. But that doesn't change Old Testament promises to the nation of Israel. And that's the difference. The promises were given to the nation. And there's passages in Revelation talk about the synagogue of Satan. It is also true that the first persecutors of Christianity in the first century were the Jewish people. The Jews that did not believe persecuted the other Jews who did believe, who became Christians. That's true, too. And it is true that Israel was being chastened by God. They were dispersed throughout the entire world. That's a part of God's chastening hand on the nation of Israel. But that doesn't mean that God has forsaken Israel. Chastened, yes. And by the way, the Old Testament, New Testament all say this. And now people who are unfamiliar with the reading of the Bible, they misunderstand. So we are, I am anyway, supporter of Israel. When I went to Israel more than a few years ago, I bought all sorts of flags. I thought that everybody would want to support Israel if you're a Christian, as a nation. And I want our nation to support that nation. I believe in that, and even that's why I'm teaching on it.
Yeah, too cool. Well, the biggest thing that sold it to me was Jesus was a Jew. It doesn't get any better than that.
Amen.
Hey, we're going to take a short break. Final segment of today's discussion with Pastor Chatfield. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Road Trip, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall is the perfect book that will change the way that you think and will positively impact your life. 123 good words, motivational, inspirational definitions, and packed with very cool poems for each word is a readable experience that you will visit time and time again. Available on Amazon Books and Barnes & Noble, Road Trip Likely to Succeed makes the perfect graduation gift. Enjoy reading Road Trip, Likely to Succeed A to Z, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today. Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of our discussion today with Pastor Chatfield. Final thoughts, sir, to wrap this up.
Read the Bible. Take the Bible at face value. And God has not forsaken his people, which he foreknew. Now, doesn't mean they're saved. They're going to go to heaven. They still have to have the gospel. I'm a Christian. I'm a Christian. And I'm going to give the gospel of Jesus Christ to everybody, Jew and Gentile. But let us not forsake the nation of Israel, and don't buy into every wild conspiracy that comes out, even though people that we used to respect, they've bought into it. I'm sorry, Tucker Carlson's bought into this, but he's wrong. He's just terribly wrong.
Well, and the thing of it is, I know a lot of people who agree with you and I who have stopped watching him on his platform because of this. Candace Owens is losing a ton of people. She and Erica Kirk have been battling back and forth on social media. They even agreed to meet face-to-face after Charlie Kirk's assassination. And they didn't talk about it publicly, but they were at odds and still today, I believe, are. And it's amazing because I mean, how else would you say it? These people have been possessed by the devil. They're buying into this.
I hesitate to say things like that. I know,
but where are they getting this from? There's got to be something influencing that thought process. And this is coming down to basically good versus evil.
It is strange, very strange. I read things, people quoting Candace Owens and Tucker Carlson. I think, are you quoting them correctly? I can't hardly believe that they would actually say things
say
like that.
Right.
And then I wonder if that is AI. If they've got their information correct, it's so hard to really know. And then we say, well, I heard him say it. Well, was that AI that had him say it? See how crazy things have gotten here?
Right.
But I have a book on my lap, which is the Bible that I believe. And Jesus said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. I have a Bible that I believe, and it can be trusted. And I'm convinced, and you can take it or leave it, that America's standing with Israel, even since the day that Harry Truman decided, yeah, we're going to recognize Israel. We're going to recognize Israel. God has kept his hand on America so we could at least be a friend to Israel. Now, not everything that we do should be to the benefit of Israel. No. And the attack on Iran was America first. It was America first. But it does benefit Israel. And that I'm glad about. It was, in my view, the right decision. Notwithstanding, there are some constitutional issues we have to work through. I get that, too. That's true. I'm Rand Paul, I'm sympathetic, but not too sympathetic. Sometimes, you know, I like Rand Paul, but, you know, get on board. Support the president, Senator Paul. Support the president.
Well, the thing of it is, I mean, look at all these other presidents using the War's Power Act to do the same exact thing. He didn't declare war. This is a military excursion. This is an operation. This is something that they decided to do with Israel, and they're well within the 60-day constitutional requirement. What part of that do they not understand?
Well, that's not in the Constitution, 60-day. That's not in the Constitution. But I get your point, yes. And Rand Paul would say, I was against it when Clinton did it. I was against it when George W. Bush did it. And Obama.
Obama, Biden.
Yeah. Yeah,
they all did it.
He is consistent, but you got to understand here, you got to pick a side here.
Well, no, what Rand Paul needs to understand is he's not president of the United States.
True.
He ran for it, and he lost. And guess what? There is a commander-in-chief, and you ain't it.
Yeah, there you go. I mean, it's like Senator Cruz, who remember in 2016 when he came out and he didn't really endorse. And you and I says, hey, man.
I was there on the floor.
Yeah, and we didn't like it. We didn't like it.
No.
But now he's seen the light and he supports the president. You got to support the president. Support the president. Everybody that voted for him. Oh, well, but now President Trump's been bought off by AIPAC and the Jews and the Jewish bankers. So you buy into all this ridiculous nonsense conspiracy theories that is ridiculous. Hey, President Trump does what he thinks he should do. You can like him or not, but he has extremely thick skin, and he makes a decision, and he's the decision maker. He makes it, and he goes for it. Man, you got to like that about President Trump.
Yeah, well, I think history 30, 40, 50 years from now, maybe 10 years from now, we'll look back, and if this is able to accomplish what I think they're trying to do is to, you know, take out the regime and let the Iranian people get into the world economy, let them become partners with all of our prosperity that's coming, and get their people, you know, into this century and allow them, you know, the freedom to vote and pick their president and set up a constitution and become partners with the Middle East. I think this is going to be historical, what we're going through right now.
That's a whole nother discussion. I doubt, Randy, that they're going to vote in a better guy. What do I mean by that? The people that are there are going to have to take up guns, and they're going to because the entrenched clerics there's still a lot of them left. They're not going to give up. They're not going to give up easy.
Well, it may come down to that.
Yep.
They may no longer be on this earth. So, good discussion, sir. Appreciate the time. We'll see you on the radio on Sunday. We will be broadcasting church from 11 to noon. Thank you, Devin Lawrence, for a new computer. And we'll talk to you on Sunday, Pastor.
Amen.
Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hi, my name is Monica Yatuma. I've spent my career in the private sector, fixing broken systems and delivering.